USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The bipartisan debt ceiling bill passed in the House on Wednesday and is now in the hands of the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says they'll stay in session until it's passed.
June 5th is less than 4 days away. At this point, any needless delay or any last-minute holdups would be an unnecessary and even dangerous risk.
A Senate vote could come as early as tonight. The Senate is passing a bill to reject President Biden's student debt relief program. It was approved with a 52-46 vote after clearing the Republican-majority House. Democratic Senators John Tester, Joe Manchin, and Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema joined Republicans in opposing the Biden plan. The president is likely to veto the bill. President Biden telling graduates of the U.S. Air Force Academy that they can make a difference in the world.
A few classes, and there's a point in our history where they actually have a chance to change the trajectory of the country.
He said the U.S. military is the greatest fighting force the world has ever seen. He delivered the commencement address at the Academy in Colorado Springs today. President Biden appeared to trip and fall on stage during that graduation ceremony. However, he seems to be fine as he continued with his commencement speech, then shook hands with graduates. He received assistance from nearby individuals to get back up. It got a little testy on the campaign trail today for Ron DeSantis during a stop in Laconia, New Hampshire. A reporter asked DeSantis why he wasn't taking questions from voters after he made remarks to a crowd.
Governor, how come you're not taking questions from voters?
God's coming up to me, talk to me. What are you talking about? I'm not here running with people. Are you blind?
What?
Are you blind?
I'm not blind.
Okay, so people are coming up to me, talking to me, whatever they want to talk to me about.
The video that was released shows the testy exchange between the two. Most candidates do take questions from voters following a speech when campaigning in New Hampshire. This is USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're unhappy with the state of the nation, you're not alone.
In a new Gallup poll, roughly 8 in 10 respondents expressed some level of dissatisfaction with the state of the nation. 18% said they are satisfied. That's about half of what the number usually is, around 35%. It's been below 20 since March. About a third of Democrats surveyed say they're all right with how things are in the country, while only 4% of Republicans could say the same. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Defense Department leaders have intervened to stop a drag show scheduled to take place at a Nevada Air Force base today. The event, approved by Air Force leaders to celebrate Pride Month, faced opposition from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who earlier this year said drag events will not be held on military bases.
Drag shows and are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds.
The event's organizer, Las Vegas Pride, says the event is privately funded and they will find another location. A woman is suing Bill Cosby for an alleged sexual assault that occurred over 50 years ago. Victoria Valentino, a former Playboy model, filed a civil lawsuit in Los Angeles under a new California law that temporarily removes the statute of limitations for civil sexual assault cases. Sleep apnea or snoring may be associated with reduced brain volume. That's according to a French study. Researchers reveal that severe sleep disorder breathing is linked to the shrinkage of the brain region related to memory. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.